Okay, welcome to episode 1 of The Average People, where average people talk about average stuff. This week, we talk about Charlene. Charlene is part of the transgender community and is currently residing in Melbourne. I flew to Australia on a work assignment, and I took some time off to spend some time with one of my favorite cousins. Oh yeah, if you don't already know, Charlene is my cousin. The thing is, I knew her as a him just a couple of years back, and now she's known as Charlene or Charlie. It's interesting because even though she has an entirely different outlook, dresses differently from when I first knew him, she's essentially the same person inside. So in this interview, we address some of the common questions people would like to know about transgender transitioning. Here she is. Welcome to The Average People. I'm Will, and I'm here today with Charlie.
Hello.
And Charlie is in the midst of transgender...
Transgender transitioning.
Okay, and what's that?
Basically, you take a bunch of magic pills and you turn from one gender into another.
So how long is this process?
Usually full effects are they're most pronounced after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But your mileage may vary. Some people take 6 to 9 months, some people take 5 years. But for the average, it's 2 years.
Tell me, what is it that made you start out? You
know,
What is it?
Well, okay, yeah. It's one of those things that you've always known since you were young.
Yep.
So when I went to kindergarten, not sure if you went to kindergarten.
I did.
That's good. Yeah. So I went to YWCA for some reason. Maybe that's telling. Maybe my parents knew something that I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how when they always had dress-ups?
Yep.
I always wanted the female role for some reason. But I suppose as you go into primary school and secondary school, and I suppose in Singapore you've got national service, and I went to ACS, so it's an all-boys school, so in a way you feel inclined to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's something that you've always known.
Okay.
Yeah. And going to military service, I suppose it's, a men's environment, so it's really suppressed. You always pretend that...
So you've always known that...
Yes, you've always
had that tendency.
Yes,
when you
exactly.
Were young, but you never had ever had a chance to explore it?
No.
No.
Especially not in like this.
And it's all because you're in Singapore?
No, I don't blame it being in Singapore, but I suppose it's the way you are expected to behave. You know, going to an all-boys school and everything, you know... You're brought up as a boy, so.
But when did you actually start? Like, when did you actually put on your first dress, your first wig, and when did you actually learn to do?
Oh, my first dress, my first wig. Let's see. How many years has it been now? 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years.
5 years since you put on your first wig.
Yeah.
How did you get started?
YouTube. So YouTube's your best friend, by the way, girls. Any aspiring closet ones on there? YouTube's your best friend. Society here is more open, it's more forgiving in the sense that...
They're non-prejudiced against...
Yes, and there are a lot of protections against discrimination for transgendered individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done, for example, I've done the lookup in Australia.
Yep.
It's considered discrimination against... You're considered female as long as you present as female.
No, wait, so on your ID...
Is it
male or female?
Stated on your ID is irrelevant in Australia.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So, for example, if you present as female, you have the rights to use the ladies' bathroom.
Okay, wow.
Whereas, however, in Singapore, you need to have performed what we call bottom surgery. In the Western countries, it's a very encouraging community. Like, everyone tries to... They give... critique. Mm-hmm. So girls take, you know, says, how's my progress to what we call passing? That means, do I pass in public? Will I get clocked in public? No. Basically, passing means that if you're walking along the street, whether people read you as male or female, that's
right.
Passing. So getting clocked means people read you as male instead when you want to portray yourself as female. I find that in the Singapore community, it's a lot. There's a lot of negativity going around because of maybe it's the conservative nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure about it.
I don't see many transgender people in Singapore, honestly.
Because they are afraid to step out. Whereas in contrast, let's say in Melbourne, you've got the goths running about, you've got the hippies running about, You know, and you've got people who are flamboyantly gay, wearing totally hot pink pants, and go, here we go.
People,
and it's the same thing in, like, for example, San Francisco, same thing in New York, same thing in London.
What's the one advice you would give for a person who has transgender tendencies, but who has not yet stepped out?
All right. I'm not too sure about statistics. All right. So in Australia, to do this, you have to see a therapist. And the main reason why you want to see a therapist is that transgendered people, they generally have the one of the higher rates of depression. I mean, it's higher than gambling and alcoholism and all, and you know, things like family violence and all that. And it's got a very high suicide rate. So the therapist is there to make sure that, you know, you don't have suicidal tendencies and all of that. So the main thing that I would say is don't keep it inside, because it's dangerous, right? Yes, it's dangerous. It eats you up.
But how did you find out? I mean, you've lived like the first 20 years of your life as a guy.
I think for most people, they keep it inside them and they just don't tell anybody.
How did you actually find out? What is the trigger?
You've always known. It's just like, for example, asking a gay person, how do you know you were gay? It's like, you've always known. A good example, I suppose, it's why do you like eating beef and not pork or lamb?
Why are you vegetarian?
Yes, or why are you vegetarian?
Like, by choice.
Yes, or why do you not like durian? Like, you can't, it's something that you can't explain.
So it's something in you?
Yes, for example, like, so it's like, durian's the best example. Like, why some people love it, some people hate it. It's like, you, if you ask people who love it, they'll go, it smells great. And people who hate it, says it's smelly, it stinks. And they can't explain why it stinks, it just stinks.
Personal question. Are you too attracted to girls?
Yes. Have a few partners who are female, so it's a very interesting experience. Going to become female, and I'm still interested in people. So technically, I'm gay. In that sense. And the main thing is, I think that your audience should know is that a person, coming from Singapore, as you would like to describe people, where a person's not defined by his age, his religion, the color of his skin, what he likes, the clothes he wears, or he or she.
Yeah.
And a person is also not defined by his genitalia or her genitalia. You know, that's what I leave you with. So if you don't care whether someone's male, female, you know, Malay, Chinese, Muslim, Christian, then why should you care what's between his legs?
I mean, you are the same person that I knew. I knew you.
Yes, and he's still an asshole. So
thank you very much.
So some things haven't changed, obviously.
Some insightful advice from Miss Charlie right here. And I guess I'll just leave you with that.
Okay, alright. See you.
Bye.
I've got a confession to make. That interview was actually conducted a couple of months back. And right now, Charlene has actually almost fully transitioned to female. So yeah, I just met her at a friend's wedding just last month, and next month she'll be back in Singapore to visit. If you guys have any questions about transgender transitioning, email us at averagepeoplepodcast@gmail.com, and I'll probably try to get her on the podcast again and answer any of your queries. So yeah, this is this week's episode of The Average People. Just average people talking about average stuff. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe. It's free. Let us know what you think about the podcast. Please be gentle, please be nice, and I'll see you guys next episode. So